Welcome to the Reloop Brief. This time, we're talking about food waste and extended producer responsibility for textiles in the European Union. Now, in the EU, there's around 132 billion euros worth of food waste every year, and each person generates 12 kilos of waste from clothing and footwear. A new agreement from the European Parliament and Council sets out amendments to the EU's Waste Framework Directive. And to talk us through the situation is Reloop CEO Clarissa Morowski, who explains the latest.
It's very exciting news. Again, the EU is stepping forward as a leader on waste reduction at a global level. This is a part of the legislative process, but it's a pretty big part because we have an agreement from all three houses of government at the EU. And it's covering things that are typically not covered in waste legislation at a national level. So it is a very big deal. Now, the backdrop here is that nearly 60 million tons of food waste are wasted annually in the EU, which is about 132 kilos per person. It has a massive environmental impact, particularly on climate, because if it's badly managed, it creates methane, and that is a huge climate contributor. The second is textile waste. We're all familiar with fast fashion, but did you know that there's about 12.6 million tons of waste yearly in the EU, of which about half of it is just clothing and footwear alone? And less than 1% of those textiles are recycled into new products. So there was a real gap, and that's why in a fairly quick timeline, this amendment took place. I think it started in 2023. So we have, after 2 years, an agreement for including these materials and setting some provisions for these specific materials.
So what's led up to this? And can you explain a bit more about those provisions?
Well, what's led up to this is the fact that the Waste Framework Directive didn't really cover food waste or textile waste. For textile waste, it's focused very much on extended producer responsibility, which is really taking the costs of managing textiles in an eco-friendly way and having them properly collected, sorted, or graded and recycled. It forces producers to take responsibility for those actions. So this is just extending what we call extended producer responsibility schemes to cover textiles. And it also covers companies that are selling through e-commerce platforms. So if you get textile clothing from China, those companies will also be responsible to help finance those collection schemes. We have extended producer responsibility on a number of items in Europe, like packaging, automobiles, batteries, electronic waste, and now we're going to have it on textiles as well.
Okay, so that's textiles. What about food waste then?
Yeah, the other key provision on waste reduction for organics and food waste is a 30% reduction in per capita waste across retail, restaurants, food service, and households. So what does it mean practically? It means that we are going to have to start measuring how much food waste is generated in a country per year. And they're going to use the average between 2021 and 2023. And then they're going to have to see that 30% reduction by 2030. So we're going to start calculating. We're going to get a better understanding of how big the problem is. And there's going to be a real focus on that reduction. So we're probably going to see things like having more source separation in terms of food waste within restaurants and food services. We're going to have households where you have something that we have a lot in some parts of the world, organics collection, or separate bins for organics. I know in Canada, we have separate organics collection households. Here in Spain, where I live in the European Union, we have a separate bin for food waste and organics. So we're going to see more of that, because every single country in the EU is going to have to make an effort to reduce by 30% in the next 5 years. The other one that people will see more is there is a specific provision in there about food donation. A lot of the food waste that we have is perfectly good food that should be at least eaten when it's still safe, whether it's human consumption or animal consumption. There is a huge opportunity there, and sometimes there are some administrative burdens that make it difficult for companies to donate unsold food that is not perishable. The EU is going to make that easier. So that's something that we might also see manifest itself in different countries in different ways.
And what are the sort of next steps to this? What should we be looking out for?
Well, it's basically a done deal. Now it's more of an administrative procedure because we have agreement from all three houses of government, the council, the parliament, and the commission. And that's why it's such a big deal. And now it's more of an administrative process. So you have formal adoption, which is during the second reading in the European Parliament. The council and the EU will formally adopt the position. So that's going to happen. It usually takes maybe a few more months, but the fact that we have agreement is the most important thing because they've just gone through a negotiation and this is basically saying we've come out of the negotiation and we have an agreement. And I should also mention that we actively advocated for the inclusion of mixed waste sorting, which is effectively breaking open the garbage bag and pulling out all of the valuable resources within that bag. And we've had several discussions with key stakeholders at the European Commission, the Parliament, and the Council to try to get some provisions on this in this amendment. So we're really pleased that in the final agreement, there is a commitment to assess the possible introduction of sorting waste prior to incineration or landfill. So it's a really great start, and it ultimately aims to prevent recoverable waste suitable for reuse or recycling primarily from being incinerated or sent to landfill. And that's a really positive step forward.
Listen, thank you, Clarissa. I appreciate your time today. And I'm sure we will be hearing more from you over the next little while on Relit Brief. Plenty to cover, plenty to talk about. But for now, thank you.
Thank you very much and have a great day.
And thank you for listening to the full Relit Brief. Remember to subscribe or follow so you get updates on our next episode.